part 37, who the fuck did I marry? So at this point in time, I have filed for divorce. I paid for the filing fee. I'm representing myself pro se, and it should be an uncontested divorce. During this time, Legion had driven to Philly, lied to his family, and said I had cheated on him, that he caught me, and that the guy I cheated on him with was a law enforcement officer who used his gun to threaten him to get out the house. None of that was true. At some point while he was in Philly, he ran out of options in terms of where he could stay. Family members did not want him to stay with them. Apparently, a lot of bridges were burned, according to the female cousin I had talked to on the phone. So he left Philly. Left Philly and went to Augusta. Yes, what you were hearing is correct. He drove from Georgia to Philly, stayed in Philly for about 3-4 days, left Philly, drove back to Georgia, went to Augusta. Keep in mind, if you have lost your notes at this point, he was raised in Philly and did high school in Augusta before he went to California. So he has family in Augusta. So at this point, he's on his way to Augusta to stay with a new set of people. The reason why this is important is because what I have is a divorce settlement agreement. That divorce settlement agreement has to be signed by the two of us, where we are basically telling the court, look, this is what he's keeping, this is what I'm keeping. I need his signature. Let me repeat that. I need his signature because I wanted a very quick and painless divorce, as much as it could be. So by this time, this is now around June 25th. So around June 25th, he's now in Augusta. He had left the house June 17th. So between June 17th and June 24th is the trip to Philly, then leaving Philly, coming to Augusta. My aunt and my little cousin get in the car with me, and I drive to Augusta with a rag on my head, some sweatpants, and a tank top because it's July, so it's hot. But we ride to Augusta. I had spoken to him. I had said, you know, I just need you to sign this piece of paper. And he was like, you know, I'll get to it when I get to it. No. We're going to get to it as quickly as possible. So if that means I got to drive to Augusta tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock, I'm going to do that because I need that signature. I ain't telling this. This was my attitude. Sure enough, went ahead, drove down there. I met him at the UPS store in Augusta. It's in the same Kroger shopping center. They had a notary there because I needed the papers to be notarized. So he pulls up. It's only been a week since I last saw him. It has been months since my aunt saw him. Okay. She had no idea of the condition that he was in. Again, I'm telling y'all, when I met him, when he met my family, he was like a size 3X. In just a short span of time for a week, he easily could have been in an extra large, maybe even a large, but was wearing 3X clothes. So he has told me this whole time, he didn't know I had spoken to his family. Okay, probably need to put that in there. He did not know I had spoken to his cousin. So he was telling me that he had a place to stay. He was staying with some family members, and everything was cool. He told me he was going back to Augusta because he had a job. That's what he told me. The family member, the cousin, told me, oh no, it's not that he had a job. We kicked his ass out because he's still lying. And we don't want anything to do with him. So when I saw him get out the car, I immediately knew, you probably have not washed in 3 days. I'm not overreacting. His nails had not been cut, so his nails were a bit long. He smelled like the Chattahoochee dump on a hot summer Georgia day. He stunk so bad. And for a moment, I did not recognize the man that I was legally married to. I did not recognize him. He almost looked, what's the word? Emaciated? I may be mispronouncing it, but the way someone looks when they've lost so much weight and it's almost like your skin and bones. He looked homeless. He smelled homeless. And my heart just kind of broke. It kind of did. I'll be honest. It kind of broke. It did not break enough for me to not get that signature though. So when he walked into the UPS store, you clearly could see that some of the people were like, you know, let me get away from him. Me, I just was like, okay, so I just need you to sign right here. And I just need you to sign right there. Okay. And then a woman named Lauren came over and notarized the papers. And then we were done because he signed the divorce agreement. He didn't even read it. He didn't even read it. Reason why I'm pointing that out is because he didn't read the part where what's left in the house now belongs to me. Where he took technically what he was going to take. Everything else in that home belongs to me. Remember, I told y'all he had left all his Invicta watches. He had left all his WWE championship belts, his Jordans, a lot of his clothes, his Cole Haans. He had left all that stuff. He never even read the divorce agreement. So he signed it. I signed it. Lauren notarized it. We leave the store and I said, have you eaten? And he was like, yeah, I ate. It's just, you know, my knee. So again, he's talking about the knee, but if you saw him, you would know there's way more to it than the knee. So I said to him, look, since you met me here, let me give you some money so you can get you some chicken nuggets. Yeah, that's what I said. You can get you some chicken nuggets. So I believe I gave him like $5 or $6. Go get you some chicken. I think I Zelled it to him, actually. Just go get you some food. Then because where he parked was not far. It was like, okay, I'm parked here. He's parked in front of me in the other row. So there's that aisle that you can drive down. So I walked him to the car. And I saw the condition of the inside of the car. And that's when I knew he's been living in his car. He's been living in his car. So clearly I no longer had a question of, so where's his offshore account? Where's the US bank savings account? Where's the checking account? Didn't have that question anymore. Because if you had money, you wouldn't be living in your car. You would not be in the same clothes that you were in when you left my house on June 17th. And this is now June 25th. So he was like, I'm gonna be all right. I'm about to start a new job. I'm gonna be cool. I got a family member I can stay with. Everything's gonna be okay. All right. I said, I will let you know when the divorce is granted. I said, I will send you a copy of the divorce decree. And he was like, okay. He said, well, how long you think that's going to take? I said, I'm not sure. I thought I had to wait 30 days before I could file the divorce agreement settlement form. And then the judge would grant it in 30 days. So basically, this is like June 25th. I'm looking at the end of August that it would take for the divorce to be granted, assuming there were no hiccups, assuming he didn't decide he was going to pull a fast one. So I told him, I was like, I'm going to file this. And then once we get the divorce decree, I'll send you a copy. He said, okay. He got in his car. I got in my car. I drove all the way back home and he went to wherever he went. Next part is the next series of lies that I was faced with.